The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over completely, incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. The Gospel of the Lord. So we have a woman for 18 years, she couldn't stand up straight. She had some kind of back problems. And she went to the synagogue on Sabbath day. Which day of the week now would the Sabbath day been at the time of Jesus? Just raise your hand if you know the answer. Okay, all the way at the back. What day?
Sunday.
No.
Saturday.
At the time of Jesus, it was Saturday. For the Jewish people, even today, their Sabbath is Saturday. But you were right, for us as Christians, our Sabbath is Sunday. Now, what do you think the Christians moved the Sabbath day to Sunday? What happened on Sunday? What? God rested, that's true, but to them it was Saturday. But why did we change the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday? I'm sorry, you gotta speak up louder, you guys. Exactly. Sunday is the day Jesus rose from the dead, and that's why the Christians move the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. It's our greatest day when Jesus conquered death, not only for Jesus, but for all of us. Jesus made the promise that those who believe in him, they too will rise from the dead. So let's now go back to this woman. So imagine in your mind someone who's been sick for 18 years, and still she was going to the Sabbath, to the synagogue, or for us will be somebody coming to church every Sunday. I think we can learn a lot from it, because sometimes when we have something like this, we get angry at God. We wonder, why did God do this? Why did God doesn't heal this person? Sometimes, you know, we know someone, maybe a sibling or a young child who got cancer, and people get mad at God. Why did God do this? It's important for us what that woman realized, that God never wills anyone to be sick, anyone to suffer, whatever kind of suffering. Our God is a God of life, of love. In the first reading, St. Paul tells us we call him Abba, Father. Could a human, even a human father, wish something hard or something bad on their children? Maybe sometimes some human fathers, because they have some problems, but how can God, who's a complete, perfect God, wish something bad on his children? And this woman realized this. She didn't get angry at God. She didn't stop going to church or to the synagogue. She was going every Saturday for 18 years, trusting that one day God will heal her. She didn't know how, she didn't know when, but that's the faith that we're called to have because we know who God is. He's not a God of destruction, he's not a God of death. He's the God of life. And then what that Saturday, after 18 years, Jesus happens to be there. The woman did not ask Jesus to heal her. She didn't say anything to Jesus. She might even not have known that Jesus was there or who Jesus was. But Jesus reaches out to her and heals her, and she can stand up straight. And when she stands up straight, she praises God. She knows this is a blessing from God through Jesus. Now, all of us, thanks be to God, are healthy. All of us can stand up straight and walk straight. But sometimes we're bent over like that woman, not because of illness, but sometimes because there is a lot of worries on our mind. There is a lot of things we're worried about, we're concerned about. Some of you eighth graders may be worried about what kind of high school you're going to go to. Will you get your first choice in a high school? Sometimes maybe our family is having financial problems and we're worried about it. What's going to happen to them? Would my dad find a job or my mom find a job? Sometimes there is problems between parents, father and mother. They're maybe going through a divorce or the marriage is breaking up. Those things make us bend down, make us feel heavy because we worry, we feel out of control. We don't know what to do. Today, the woman teaches us what we need to do is come to church, turn to Jesus. Jesus wants to help us if we're willing to make that step towards him. And when you come to church, you say, well, okay, but Jesus is not here. No, Jesus is here. These words that you heard me read are not my words. These are Jesus' words. So Jesus is speaking to you. He's present in the Word. He's also present in the Eucharist when you come forward to receive the body and blood of Christ. Jesus is always present for us today. On Sunday, he's present to us every day of the week. And he calls us to turn to him to ask him to help us with our problems. We don't know when or how, what will Jesus do, but she would always trust that he always will make the best thing happen for us. He wants us to be happy. He wants to take our burdens away. He wants us to stand up straight and walk proud so we can glorify God the Father, whom we call Abba.